keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Callie Holthouse, and these are the latest headlines from 13 News. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office is mourning the loss of one of its own. Deputy Brandon Gady was shot and killed Friday night while responding to a call about illegal fireworks. The suspect, 27-year-old Colton Griffith, shot Gady during a struggle. Gady returned fire, striking Griffith multiple times. Griffith died at the scene. Gady died shortly after. Brandon Gady is survived by his wife and three children. In the capital city, Fiesta Topeka is right around the corner. Hundreds showed out for the Fiesta 5K on Saturday, which led right into the Mini Jamaica Festival. A Fiesta parade is up next on July 12th through downtown Topeka. Fiesta Topeka officially starts on July 15th. Those are your headlines. In Topeka, I'm Callie Holthouse, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 83. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 89. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 66.
Ellens of Tipton takes the hassle out of your remodel project. Stop by their showroom and let Lexi and the staff guide you to the flooring, wall coverings, and window treatments of your dreams. With great pricing on in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl, the perfect flooring is ready for professional installation. Grab some Valspar paint and Brewster wallpaper to add a pop of color to those plain walls. Graber shades and custom window treatments will finish your room off in style. Not sure where to start? Call Lexi today at 373-4315. That's 373-4315 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. The Mitchell County Republican Party Committee meeting will be on June 28th at the Solomon Valley Celebration Center in Beloit. You're invited to the Glen Elder City Pools Glow Swim event on Saturday night, June 28th from 7 to 9:30. Event honoring all veterans and active servicemen and women for their service on June 29th will be at the Heartland Worship Center in Agra. It'll have a free meal at 5:30 for veterans and their families. 7 p.m. will be a free musical performance free to the public with watermelon and soft serve ice cream following the production. And for July, reminder to check your local firework ordinance for days of sales and shooting off fireworks within your city limits. Remember to be safe and respectful while celebrating. In Beloit, fireworks sales will be from July 1st through 5th, and you can shoot off from July 1st through 6th in Beloit, but no later than midnight. Fireworks at Emerson Lake and Jewel will be on July 3rd, and during the day, they will feature food, a DJ, raffles, and vendors. Beloit Country Club has a one couple scramble on July 4th. Sanders Baseball Complex in Osborne will have free ice cream at 8:30 p.m. and the fireworks will start at dark on July 4th. Wakanda Lake Fest is this weekend, Saturday, July 5th. Glen Elder State Park will host an event that's free with a park pass. Daytime events, concerts, and the biggest fireworks show we have seen at Glen Elder State Park will take place at dusk that evening. So check out the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page for a complete list of the events throughout the day on July 5th for Lake Fest. And us at KDNS KZDY would like to wish you all a safe and enjoyable 4th of July holiday. And once again, a reminder to take advantage of free swim Saturdays at the Glen Elder City Pool and Down City Pool through July. Thank you for listening to this week's community calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit ShoneFHM.com.
Memorial services for Greg McMillan, age 72 of Randall, will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, July 1st at the St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit. Mr. McMillan died June 25th at his home. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. with family present from 5 to 7 on Monday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Randall Community Center or Resident Care Center. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Doris Gasper, age 73 of Beloit, will be at 10 a.m. Monday, June 30th at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Tipton. Ms. Gasper died June 25th at the Mitchell County Hospital in Beloit. A rosary service will be at 9:30 a.m. Monday at the church. Visitation will be from 2 to 7 Sunday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Per her wishes, the casket will remain closed. Memorials may be given to the Tipton Memorial Trust Fund or the Cancer Center of Kansas. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Amy Chop Johnson, age 51, passed away June 24th. She was born on January 14th, 1974. Massive Christian burial will be Monday, June 30th at 10:30 a.m. at St. George Catholic Church in Munden. Burial will follow at the St. George Catholic Cemetery, rural Munden. Visitation will be Sunday, June 29th from 1 to 9 with rosary and vigil services at 6:30 at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home. The family will greet friends at the funeral home following the rosary service. Memorials are requested to the family and may be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements, and you can leave condolences at TibbettsFisherFuneralHome.com. Lawrence Vern Michael, Forever 88 of Beloit, passed away on Friday, June 20th, 2025 in Osborne. Lawrence was born on December 3rd, 1936 in rural Russell, Kansas. Funeral services will be at the Downs United Methodist Church at 10 a.m. on Monday, July 14th. Interment will follow at the Downs Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Downs United Methodist Church in care of Shone Funeral Home and Monument. Online condolences to ShoneFHM.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit ShoneFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals lost a three-game series to the Dodgers, 2-1, losing Friday night 5-4 as Noah Cameron took the loss. As he went four innings, giving up 3 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks while striking out 4. The bullpen put up 5 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit, 1 walk while striking out 5. Casey put up 4 runs on 11 hits, all those coming within the first 2 innings, leaving 11 total batters on base. Saturday's 9-5 win saw a great outing from Seth Lugo as he went 5 2/3 innings, giving up 4 hits, no runs, 5 walks while striking out 8. And the offense came alive, scoring 9 runs on 14 hits, including a 5 RBI day from Vinny Pasquantino. Sunday's 5-1 loss in the finale saw much of what we have seen from the Royals hitting as they only put up 1 run on 5 hits. Chris Bubich had a solid outing, but took the loss, going 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks while striking out 5. The Royals are now 39-45 and beginning a 4-game series in Seattle against the Mariners tonight at 8:40 p.m. with Michael Walk on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.